give Joshua Vandenbroek another big round of applause and let's figure out how we do it.
So did we enjoy that break? Yeah? Sorry if I was overloading you a bit before. I just left this slide up here to start with. I'd like to invite all of you to join our Facebook group. It's video marketing for business. What we do in this group, every day there's a daily theme. We talk about how we're going to make it on Monday. So you're setting your intentions for the week. On Wednesdays, you can do anything. You can promote your group, promote your offers. And on Fridays, this is probably, I think, is the most important one, is Feedback Friday. And Feedback Friday is when we review each other's videos. So if you have a video that you shot, you're not sure how it looks, upload it into the group, and we'll all give you some feedback on it. Also, I'm just about to start doing Periscope and Blabs. Has anyone on those platforms? Periscope? Blab? Okay, not many on Blab. So Blab is basically face-to-face video conferencing. You have multiple people on the screen, and you kind of just talk about a particular topic. So I'm going to be doing a whole lot of those in the next coming months. So, where is it? Oh, it vibrates. There you go. So I just want to recap quickly on what we covered before you had your networking and your morning tea. We went through how you're going to get started with online video. So you know the how, why it's important, what you need to do, what equipment you need. We covered off the main objections that you're having with yourself to why you're not doing it so far for those who aren't. We went through all the equipment that you need, and then we went through basically the technical side of things on how to actually shoot the video. But where to from here? You've got your video, it's on your phone. Perhaps you put it in, you've downloaded it to your computer. But what are you going to do from here? It's got to live somewhere. So the obvious choice is to be on YouTube. So this session is all about creating the ultimate YouTube experience. So you can get your viewers who see your videos by chance and turn them into subscribers so they can see more of your stuff. Excuse the slides, this is all images, but I'll just go through it anyway. So you've got some statistics about YouTube. YouTube has over 1 billion users. That's a lot of eyeballs. You've got opportunity to see your video. hours of video is uploaded every minute. Do you reckon we can get through that? Probably not. 500 million hours of video are watched on YouTube every day. Wouldn't you like some of that to be watching your videos? So I'm just highlighting why YouTube is important rather than putting it somewhere else. YouTube is a social sharing platform. You're sharing each other's videos. There's other ones out there, but they don't matter. If you're going to choose anything of where to put your videos, you stick it on YouTube. It's owned by Google. You want to perform in Google to get ranked higher. Now, this is where it gets a little bit interesting. So if you think of where your viewers are, what are they doing? 50% of the views are happening on the mobile phone or a mobile device. So they're not stuck behind the computer watching YouTube anymore. No more funny cat videos. It even gets more interesting that of all the video watch time, 40% of it, again, is on a mobile device. So when I saw this one, I initially thought, okay, 50% of people actually viewing it, but they're too busy doing other stuff and then they're clicking off and they're, I don't know, surfing the web or something else. But actual 40% of the entire watch time is now happening on a mobile device. So when you create your videos, think about where your viewer is going to be. They're not necessarily behind the computer. They may be in the shops. They may be outside your store trying to find out what's the latest deal, how your product can help them. So try and think about what your viewer is actually going to be doing. Now, this is probably the most important thing that I find. It was published by Maximize Digital Media. That next year, YouTube is the top priority for SEO marketers. What does that say? So you've got your paid per click ads, then you've got your organic search rankings. The SEO marketers who are making money off getting you ranked there are now going to do YouTube. Because it's easier to get your videos ranked in YouTube and then you appear on that search engine page. So YouTube is the place to be. There's other platforms like Vimeo, that's a social sharing platform, but people aren't really looking for that type of stuff there. They're looking for more entertaining videos. So what is it we're actually going to do to put your videos on YouTube? What do you actually put there? Obviously, we want to put videos there that we've shot ourselves. But what types of videos? That's a picture of a credit card. Paid video content. Who knows what paid video content is? One, two, three. Paid video content is essentially when someone is paying you to watch your video. And there's different ways that you can do that. And we're going to go through an exercise in a minute that'll cover that. But the fact is, if someone is paying you to watch your videos, should that live on YouTube? We can access it for free. What do we think? Answer yes. Answer no. Yeah. If someone sees your paid video content on YouTube, and they know that someone else is seeing it for free, they're not going to be a customer for long. Not at all. You know, be buyer's remorse. They're not going to like you. It's not going to be the best thing to do. So you don't want to put paid video content on YouTube. But where you do want to put it is on platforms like Wistia, like Amazon S3, or Vimeo Pro. All of those are paid platforms. The reason for that is you're putting it behind a bit of a wall. There's a bit of exclusivity to those sites. So when you give this paid content, say a link to your video for one of the videos that they purchased, then only they can get that. They'll go to a specific page where that video is embedded. It's not going to be sitting where it can be searched and found. So you want to put free video content on YouTube. And free video content is exactly what we're talking about at the beginning, in the first session. It's all about the how-tos, the about me, the frequently asked questions, all these types of videos that are helping your viewers to go on a journey. You're making them a transition about where they've come from. They've got a problem, they've searched from how to do it. Then you've provided them the solution in your video, and then they've come out the other side. So free video content is where you want to put on YouTube. So that's a tick. So we've got an activity to do, and it's based on paid content. So paid content, again, is if you think of a course, a training course that you might have signed up for. Typically, you were signing for a free something. You might go to a webinar, and then they'll pitch something at the end. If you want to get more information, this is purchase this course, and it'll teach you to do X, Y, Z. Who here has courses that they sell? Or digital products, yeah? So what I want you to do now, for the rest of you that don't, think about your business for a moment and how you can package video content that's going to take them on a journey, so from whatever their problem is to whatever problem you're solving, and how you can package that into being a paid video. So what paid content can you create for your business? This is going to help you create a passive revenue stream. Basically what you're selling is this video. You're not selling them coming into you to experience any other parts of your service. You're selling this video. So what you want to do is you want to take them from a particular problem. The video content is going to deliver the solution, so then they have the outcome that they're after. Does that make sense? Okay, cool. So how'd we go with that activity? Interesting. Different way of thinking about our business and how to use video. We're not necessarily having to create a paid product to be your core business. This is just about creating another revenue stream. The idea behind it is you think about where your customers are before you. So it's a way of bringing them in to your main core business. So think about what problems that they have before they actually see you, before they even know about you, and you can target them. Now we're going to move on to the free content. This is the main part of YouTube and what you want to do in order to optimize your YouTube channel, optimize your videos, actually get them performing. But before you actually need to do all the tech side of things, you need to understand what your strategy is going to be. What's the end goal for you? What do you want to achieve in your videos? Always. But even more important to that is what journey are you going to take them on in that video?
Yeah, to get them to become part of your community.
Yep.
So they're part of your community, then you're already getting them, a willing community that's going to be like what you're presenting to them.
Definitely. So you're talking about a community on YouTube or a community elsewhere as well? Definitely. YouTube has three main reasons why you should be using it in your business. The first one that I always recommend to my clients, that your strategy should be to try and get subscribers to your channel. Does anyone know why that would be?
So you get regular people watching them?
Yeah. And so what you were going to say as well?
Yeah, just so you get return.
Yeah, return visitors. YouTube used to allow you to create a custom URL across the top in the address bar and kind of brand yourself a little bit. But then the people that take all the fun away did the wrong thing, and they just would create all these YouTube channels. It's like buying domain names, and they'll just sit on them. They'll never use them. YouTube didn't like it. So they scrapped everybody and gave them a whole bunch of numbers to come after the forward slash. Now, in order to be able to customize that, you need to have 500 subscribers, plus there's a whole series of other conditions that you need to meet. And you can actually search that on YouTube itself in the help section. It tells you what the criteria is that you need. But the reason you want subscribers is, as I said, you want repeat viewers. The idea behind having a subscriber to your channel is that A, you're creating a community, and B, YouTube's going to email them on your behalf every time you publish a new video. That's pretty good. Saves you doing it. You'll email them as well when it's on your website and send them there. But the idea to get more subscribers, that's where you want to start. If you haven't used YouTube before, actually, who's got a YouTube channel at the moment? Nearly everyone, fantastic. And who's actually posting on there? Not so many, okay. So the idea is that you want to get, when you do your publish your video, you want to then have your subscribers get notified, then they come back. So then you're getting more views. YouTube likes you having more views, because obviously you're important. People are actually wanting to see your content. The way to get more views, get more subscribers, because they keep coming back. The other strategy is about building your brand, whether it's a personal brand, whether it's a business brand, it doesn't matter. The way that you present yourself on the video, how you dress, how you speak, the value that you deliver every time, or not so much, people will become familiar with. They'll also see how consistent that you are with your publishing schedule. Is it monthly? Is it fortnightly? Is it yearly? Or is it daily? people will start becoming familiar with how often you're going to post your videos. And then they'll understand, okay, on Tuesdays he publishes his videos. I'll be ready to tune in on Tuesday. You start educating your audience to know what it is that they're going to expect from you. So you want to build your brand. So consider that when you're shooting your videos, that you want to have consistency in your presence and your presentation. And the third thing is traffic generation. It's one thing to get people to watch your videos on YouTube, but you want to get them off there. You want to get them off YouTube and come back to see your other stuff. Come to your website, to your offers. People think that this is the main reason why people use YouTube, but it's probably the third most important. People don't realize that building your subscriber base is more important, because you can get more traffic by having more subscribers. If you go the other way around, you're constantly trying to get new viewers. So focus on getting your subscribers. So it brings me to the end of the video. Not the presentation, but the video. And at the end of every video, you need to have a call to action. You need to tell your viewers what they should be doing next. Because if you don't tell them, well, they'll do anything. They'll go watch Joe Blow's video, because that's on the related video site. So there's different calls to actions. Leave a comment. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Subscribe to my channel. Share the video. You can embed the video. Share it on social media. Perhaps you have a free thing that you want to give away. Then you can actually use your call to action to direct people to where that lives. Perhaps it is to call my phone number to give me a call and I'll talk to you about whatever it is that you're offering. Sometimes the call is the way to go. But if you're not sure what you should do, ask them to subscribe. If you like this video, please hit the subscribe button and share this with your friends. You can get a couple in there without it feeling creepy. So what's going to be your call to action? So I want you to have a couple of minutes now, talk amongst yourselves, and come up with what your call to action should be. If you're not shooting videos currently or publishing them, and you're not very active on YouTube, then subscribe to my channel is your first point. But what's going to be the next sentence? If you like this video, subscribe to my channel, or... All right, so who wants to share what the call to action is?
My call to action was, if you like this, subscribe and share it with your friends or your colleagues.
Yep. Perfect.
Yep. Seeing I'm starting from scratch with YouTube.
it doesn't have to be complicated. It can, even if you're not sure what you want to do, just hit start with the subscribe. If you've got a brand new channel and there's no videos, you can't tell them to go watch more of your stuff. So just subscribe, and then as you do more, then start to invite them to watch more of your videos. Yep.
I was just going to say that subscribe and like, but also I was thinking the like, you know, the little...
Yep, hit the like button.
Like button. So subscribe and actually like the video.
Cool. So you can basically say point to the subscribe button if it's off to the side. If these ones are particular for YouTube, not necessarily going to be on your website. You can have annotations in YouTube as well, which will actually work on your website as well. But if you point to the subscribe button or give us a thumbs up if you liked the video, and just be a little bit visual with it, be a bit corny, people interact with it. Anyone else? Call to actions? Yep.
Me and David actually had the idea of maybe if you want to learn more about actually what we've spoken about, but on how to do it, that we'd actually talk about each other's channels, not just our own.
Yes, definitely. You can cross-promote.
Yeah.
Yep. So of all those things, do we know what your YouTube strategy is going to be? Is the number one going to be subscribe to the channel? I think that's... But then what do you want them to do after that? Are you building your brand or are you generating traffic? Can we get a show of hands for building brand? And traffic? Okay. You can, but as a main strategy, you will find that the traffic will come as a result of the first two. So don't worry too much about it. Now, in order to, for your videos to perform, there's a ballerina in there somewhere. You want it to perform on YouTube. There's two things that you really need to consider. The first thing is you want to get your videos found. And then once they're found, you want to be able to keep your viewers. So in order to get your videos found, you're talking video SEO, search engine optimization, because YouTube is a search engine. We forget it's a search engine. Whatever people are typing up in that little search bar, people are searching for things. And the other thing, once people have watched your videos, they see your video, that wasn't bad. If it was bad, then they've clicked off to one of the other videos. But if that wasn't bad, then I'll want to see if we can get more. If they don't see your face in the related videos, the next step that they do is they look for your little channel name. So they'll click on your channel and then they'll go see what's happening at your channel. If your channel is not optimized, then you're going to ruin that relationship. People want to think that you're professional. This is a YouTube channel by, anyone heard of Marie Folio? Yeah. She does so many great things. If you're going to check out any YouTube channel to model yourself on or just to see how someone is doing it right, Marie Folio or Marie TV, her tagline is the place to be. And there's another one I'll show you in a minute as well when I get into this section. So it's all about attracting your viewers, and then it's about keeping your viewers. So let's talk about video SEO. Who thought that shooting the video and just publishing it to YouTube was the end of it? Anybody? Did you think that you had to do something else? Yeah. Smart cookies here. The way a search engine works is you've got the search bar and people are entering the keyword phrase. It's the same as how you would do it on Google or Bing or wherever you're searching. So you need to understand what is it that your customers are actually going to be searching for. You have to start thinking, I'm going to need to structure my content and the words that I'm using in my titles and my descriptions to include these keywords. Because what a keyword is, essentially it's a label. You're telling YouTube what your video is about by putting a particular label on it. And it's the same with tags in YouTube. For tags, you want to be putting your keywords in there. I'll go into that in a moment. So I just want you to understand that what a keyword is and why you should be using it. If you upload a video, img946.mp4, YouTube has no idea what it is. So you need to think about what you're actually telling YouTube. So you've got your primary keywords, which is effectively the video title. So this one was, okay, read that, how to make your business sound unique, even if it's not. So the primary keyword is the entire title. The secondary keyword might be make your business unique. What you're doing now is telling YouTube that although If your video was called Make Your Business Unique and people are searching how to search for, sorry, I did the reverse way. If you got your title here, How to Make Your Business Unique, and someone is searching Making a Business Unique, you may not be on the top, but you're relevant because your secondary keywords are saying what your video is about also, because you're related. Seeing a lot of blank faces. Are we okay with this? Want me to go over it again?
The secondary
keyword, okay. So the primary keyword is the actual video title, and then you want to look within that title to see there's usually like a little sub phrase in there. So this one was how to make your business unique, even though it's not. A secondary keyword might be making your business unique or unique business. I'm going to go through more details of how to do that. And then the next one is related keywords. So this is basically other keywords that might be related to your video title. So it's like a broader term. So people who are searching for business ideas might see your video on how to make your business unique. You might be searching for how to make a unique selling proposition, and you may come across this video because you relate it through the related keywords. So I just want you to think about, we've done the video title earlier in the previous session. We still have that. What I want you to do is from that video title that you came up with, choose what your primary keyword would be. Obviously it's the title, and then look at what the secondary keywords are, and maybe some related ones.
Can I just ask a question? So each, you've got your primary, secondary, and related. Should they all be different words? So you're covering a broader...
Yeah, as you go down, you're becoming more broad.
Yeah.
So...
Don't keep repeating yourself. Makeup,
yep.
And then the next one would be, you know, eye makeup and something like that, maybe. Or do you know what I mean? Like change the name,
yes.
So you're covering more in the
yep.
searching.
So if your title initially was how to do your makeup in 30 seconds mm-hmm. or something, and then the secondary keyword would be how to do your makeup, and then the related one might be makeup tips.
Okay.
So you're just slowly becoming more and more general. Another related keyword might be beauty tips. So it's not necessarily exactly the same as the title.
Because somebody else might Google something else
yeah.
and then come across yours.
Yeah. And what will happen is if someone searches for something else, but you've got related keywords and secondary keywords, you're not going to rank the highest, but you'll be somewhere in between and you may appear on their related videos.
Okay.
So giving yourself opportunities. One line.
It's better, little,
one line.
Better.
What happens when you embed it on your website? I think you got half the video screen comes up in the top. So you want to try and keep the title reasonably short.
So the prime words then should be
yeah.
really at the front of your title, sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Primary keywords got to be the main part of your title.
Okay.
Yeah. You can put frequently asked questions on YouTube. Your video would be whatever the question is. How to fly, if it's how to fly a kite, and then you're showing how to fly a kite in the video.
But for, like, would you do frequently asked questions in one video, or would you do
separate videos?
Questions in one video, or separate videos?
Separate videos.
Separate.
Yeah. Put in separate videos, you've got more content to share then. Yeah. So I'm going to go through how to actually optimize your video now. There's a few steps. It gets complicated. It gets dry. I apologize, but I'm going to make it as entertaining as I can. So this is the process. So you might want to write these down, or you can get the slides. I can organize it with Stephen to send it out to you guys. The first step that you want to do, which so many people overlook, is you want to label the video on your computer. Don't leave it as IMG9436. And label it with the primary keyword, so the actual title of the video, the whole thing. I know it doesn't look good in your little file manager because you get the couple of words and dot, 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 dot. So how to make your business sound unique.mp4.
So you want to label the entire file. The second thing that you want to do is part of the process that we've just done. You want to identify the relevant keywords. So you're creating a bit of a list so that you create your primary, your secondary, and your related. So on that same point, this is the number of keywords that you need per video. You need one primary keyword, which is your title. So, as you can see here, that's the title of the video. The second part is you need three secondary keywords. So an example of this was make your business sound unique, make your business stand out, how to dominate your industry. They're all quite related, getting the same message across. Not necessarily using the same words that are in the primary keyword phrase. It's able to help you stand out. So sometimes you'll see in a longer video that you can actually pull apart segments of it and then use that one to make copies of it slightly differently worded. And think about what people are searching for. What's the terminology your customers use? And then you want six related keywords. So for this particular example, we have marketing, business ideas, standing out from the crowd, unique selling propositions. Yep. More? No, you don't want to do more than what we're saying here, because you, same with Google, when you do keyword stuffing, if you put too much keywords, then Google, YouTube will think that that's what you're doing and they'll mark you down for it. Yeah, the term keyword is really a keyword phrase. It's what people are searching for. So that was those examples there. And the next thing you want to do is upload the video to YouTube. And when you're doing this, you've got a couple of options. And you've got to think about whether you want your content to be live right now or whether you're going to be scheduling it in advance. Typically, and what I suggest is that if you want live right now, make it unlisted when you're doing the upload so it can't be found yet. If someone has the actual URL, then they can find it, but they won't be able to find it from searching. And what this does, it buys you time to do all your video SEO. It allows you to put all the keywords in where we're going to share where you're supposed to put it. And if you're going to be scheduling your videos for the future, which initially you may not be because you're getting used to starting with video, but as you get more confident and you're building a larger bank of videos, you want to schedule them so then you've got so many months worth of content ready to go. So the third step was to upload it to YouTube. Select the scheduled or unlisted. There's a little drop-down menu, which you can see here. Sort of. The next step is you want to add your title and description. So once you've done the upload process, it'll take you to a screen. Your video will be processing, and then there'll be a space for a title. Automatically, YouTube will put the title that you've labeled it in your computer. So the file name will go in there. Just double check it, make sure it's how it's supposed to be. And then you're going to write your description. So the title should be your primary keyword. And then in the description, you want to be putting the primary keyword at the top. And you want to follow it with the actual URL of that video. It's just one of YouTube's algorithms. If you list the actual video in there, then they'll like it. They think you're doing the right thing. So primary keyword at the top, then you put in the URL. Make sure you have the HTTP :// Don't just stick www. And then the next thing below the description box. So I'll go back on the description box for a second. Where are we? After you've written the URL, this is where you tell your viewer what the video is about. A good way to do it, but not everyone is going to do it, is to get the video transcribed. and that way you can upload the transcription straight into there. If you want to know where you can get your videos or audios transcribed for cheap, rev.com. It's $1 per minute of length of your video. And they'll send you the PDF with all the words of what you said in the video. So then you upload that into the description box. You can't get more relevant than what it is that you actually say. Then below the description box is tags and categories. For the categories, typically you want to choose how to. It might be educational. There's a few different options, but in business, these are the ones you typically use. And in the tags, you're going back through your primary, all the keywords again. Go back to your keyword list that you created. Put in your primary keyword first, so it's the whole title. Then put your secondary, and then your related keywords in that order. Because otherwise you're telling YouTube that the related ones are actually the primary ones. So primary, secondary, and related keywords. And the last step is because sometimes when we upload a video, YouTube likes to take a little still of us halfway through a sentence, and we don't look good. So what I suggest you do is to create a custom thumbnail where you choose an existing graphic. I'm not going to go into how you can actually create the graphic. Canva is a possible way to do it. Have you heard of Canva before? Canva.com, so C-A-N-V-A.com. It's a graphic design tool where it's more do-it-yourself, and you can move things around, add text. And then you can upload this graphic. But I want you to label that file, whatever the file is, with the same primary keyword. Because again, you're telling YouTube exactly what this video is about. The more times you tell them, the better it is. You don't want to have multiple keywords where you're going overload, just going really broad, but the more times that you repeat your primary keyword, the more relevant you become. The more, you've got to keep it as a natural tone. It's not every second word primary, second primary, and you're just stuffing it all in there to get it done. The idea is, by having the transcription, it's actually what you're saying. And if you can drop the title in a few times or related words, keywords a couple of times, it's going to improve their overall ranking. Yeah, so say that you've got a video around me, it might be a picture of my head, and you might have some text on there as well, which is really, I would put the text that's related to the title, and I would label the actual file that you upload, the graphic file, to be the primary keyword. So rather than, it might be a .jpg. So custom thumbnails, you can see that in the related keywords, related videos, sorry. It can get overwhelming. There's a lot of steps, and I haven't showed you all of them. I don't do this myself, I get someone else to do it. But there's probably another 6 steps, and it gets very over my head too. So just do what you can. Remember, if all you can do to start with is just labeling your files, fantastic. You've improved on where you are. And with time, you can start adding in more things. You can be more thoughtful about what you're doing with your descriptions and your tagging, things like that. So just do what you can. So the next part, we've talked about video SEO and finding, getting our videos found. Now it's all about optimizing your channel and enhancing the viewer's experience on your channel so you can keep them coming around for more. Now what we do with some of our clients is we do a YouTube health check. So if you've got an existing channel already, we basically look at your website, look at your YouTube channel, and we record a video and tell you what's working and what's not. If anyone's interested in this, you can have a chat with me a bit later on. It's only $37. But I'm gonna go through the actual process of what it is that we are looking for when we do this process. So when we do the health check, we're actually going through all of this. So the first thing that we want to look for is what's happening at the top, the channel. So your channel art and your avatar. So on the Marie TV YouTube channel, you can see straight across the top, you've got your channel art. This is all about where you position yourself as your authority, you're building your brand. The images up there should be reflecting what it is that you do. If your channel is about developing a personal brand, then there has to be a picture of you on there. If you're developing a brand for your business, then the picture's got to be related to your business. And the other image that we look at is making sure that you've got your avatar in there. The picture in this section is basically the same as what's on your Google Plus page. YouTube likes to link to Google Plus, owned by Google. Go figure. So sometimes you need to go into your Google Plus page and change the profile picture to make sure it's something nice. Make sure it's related to your personal or business brand. So this channel is my mate Chris Duggar. He does his YouTube channel pretty good as well. So he's got a personal brand, there's a picture of him up there. You can see what he looks like and what you're going to expect. He looks like that in his videos. It's not totally separate. The Marie Forleo one, if I go back, that's how she dresses in her videos. She brings fashion into her brand. Chris, not so much. What you see is what you get with Chris, and it's always been that way. And he got his avatar up there as well. So the next thing that we look for, once we've organized that you've got your YouTube channel art, and you can go to canva.com again and create your own channel art within the dimensions that YouTube likes. So it's canva.com. They have all sorts of banners for all sorts of social media sites. You can get your artwork done there. So then we look at what your YouTube trailer is saying. Firstly, do you have one? Who here has a YouTube trailer video? Okay, that's on the to-do list. If you don't have one, what are you telling, what are you saying to your audience, the viewers, the first-time visitors? It says that you don't really care that much. You're not interested in telling them what your channel's about. You're making it hard for them. They have to go and do some work and try and find out what your channel's about. By having a YouTube trailer video, 30 seconds, 60 seconds of you saying exactly what the channel's about. Hi, welcome to my channel. On this channel, we talk about X, Y, and Z. I publish on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And if you want to get some tips, make sure you hit the subscribe button and check out some more of my videos.
Is that a separate video?
One of the videos that you will want to create when you use YouTube is a trailer video. No. This is, imagine that you've just gone to the movies and you've got the ad comes up. It tells you what the next movie's going to be. This is the same type of thing. It's telling you what your channel is going to be.
So can you make that sit at the top?
It's a space for it, yeah. Actually, you have to go into the back end in the settings and organize that. It's not difficult. You can either, we've got courses on how you can do it and also we can do it for you. But essentially, just know that at some point, you're going to need to do this. So that's where your YouTube trailer video sits. So if you've seen, you have some channels, no video. You think, not so good. The first impression, not so great. You only have a short amount of time to capture their audience, capture their attention, make them want to see more of your things, more of your videos. So that's the one on Marie Forleo. And that's the one on Chris Duggar. Shame you can't actually see what it looks like. Then the next thing we want to look at is, how do we navigate around your channel? You can see on this example, you may not see what the actual thumbnails are. This is Marie Forleo's YouTube channel, and it's got divided down into, as you can see on the side, little categories. Essentially, these are your playlists that you can then move onto this page. You can create shelves. And basically, every video that you create of a particular theme is essentially, you can add it to that playlist. So then it will fit automatically in these shelves. This is on your channel. This is different to SEO. Yep. So all you'll do is you'll tag it to a category and it will go into.
Do you then come up if someone searches that category? Like, for instance, if you don't
Yeah, if you've done the video SEO tips, then that will happen. This is more about optimizing experience whilst on your channel. So you want to get them from being a viewer, first-time viewer, to hitting the subscribe button and then seeing more and more of your stuff. So we look at how you can navigate. And Chris Tucker's got the same. I can't read. But all you want to do is you want to label those categories, probably your related keywords. So make sure that they're interesting. People are understanding it's a terminology that they would use. It might be business tips and ideas. It might be email marketing. It might be how-to tips or something. The next thing we look at is where your social media links are. Have you linked your YouTube channel to your social media? Because you got the opportunity to connect with these people in so many different ways. Why not take advantage of that? It doesn't have to end at YouTube. People might, one person might come to your YouTube channel, but they're not really an avid YouTube user. They might be hell-bent on using Twitter. Oh, you're on Twitter, I can connect with you there. Give them multiple ways. And where your social media icons appear are in the channel art. So you can actually label them, work with me, or find out more, get my free thing. You can link yourself to that. And there's also a section on the About page where you can add all your links. And this is two examples again. And the next thing that we want to look for is what are you actually describing your channel as? How are you talking to your viewers? Are you telling them what it's about? This particular description here is this should be very similar to what is actually said in the video, because not everyone's going to watch the video. You got the autoplay comes on, everyone hits pause pretty quick, and they don't want to, oh, I'm at work, I shouldn't be on YouTube. So you want to silence it. But then they've got the opportunity to read. So you want to tell them what it is. What's your channel's about? Welcome to my channel. You're going to find X, Y, Z. We're going to post on this day and that day. And why not get this thing for free? So have a call to action there as well. Tell them to subscribe. Tell them to click this link and go and get this free thing. And it sits there on the side. The other place the description should go is in the About section. Doesn't necessarily need to be exactly the same words, but of the same nature. Tell them a bit about yourself, why they should watch your stuff. So this is your place to develop a little bit of credibility outside of your videos. Don't put too much because people will just get bogged down in what the text is. You want them to be learning from you, watching all your videos. All this is about trying to keep them on your channel and making them make the decision to subscribe or watch more. So the overall viewer experience, that's what we're looking for in all of this. You need to keep your viewers interested in your stuff. You don't need to make it hard for them to do that work. You want them to find out what the channel is about. It's got to be very clear about what they're going to receive from that YouTube channel. Don't want to make any confusion in there. As I mentioned before, we have do-it-yourself services and done-for-you services. You can visit our website if you want to have a look at that. But let's talk about what you've learned so far. Take 2 minutes. Just quickly, just have a bit of a reflection of what you've learned. I just want to hear what's the most valuable thing. Okay, here we go. What'd you like most? What's the most valuable thing that you've learned just there? There's more things after uploading. Yeah. Before uploading and after. Yeah. Anybody else? The trailer video. Concept to delivery, all the steps in between. So again, these are my social media details. Please connect with me. Let me continue this relationship with you guys. I'm going to be doing lots of Periscopes and Blabs in the coming future, and please come along to the Facebook group. It's free. We give away free stuff all the time. All right, thanks, guys.
Round of applause for Josh, guys.